This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff review a few of the big news stories over the past week. At least most Fridays. Cassie's been gone. She's back this morning. Welcome back, Cassie.
Thanks, Ken. Good to be back.
Let's start with what's been going on in Beaumont. A couple of weeks ago, the FBI and local law enforcement officers raided Beaumont City Hall and other locations that are associated with this consulting firm that apparently the city of Beaumont hired a ways back to help run the city. You want to provide a little bit of background to this?
Sure. Well, Beaumont is a tiny little city. It was at that time about 10,000 population. And I think the city council figured they didn't need a full-time city manager or full-time department heads. And so they hired consultants on contract. What became unusual was for these contracts to be extended over years and even decades. The city manager has been there for more than two decades. His contract was converted to a full-time employee in 2011. Now, authorities haven't said why they raided the offices, but there have been a group of citizens who are concerned about the amount of growth and development in the city of Beaumont, and they have criticized these department heads who work for this consulting firm. The consulting firm turned around and sued them to try to gag them. It's called a slap suit to silence them. It went through the Superior Court, which said, no, you can't do that. One of the arguments of these officials was that they were not city employees, and therefore this group shouldn't be allowed to libel them or defame them. It's harder to prove libel or slander against a public official because the public has broad leeway to criticize public officials. And the case went all the way up to the appeals court, and the appeals justices said, no, even these officials acknowledge that they are public officials, and you can't silence the public.
So most recently, the Beaumont City Council has decided, even though there isn't a lot of information that's been out there about the raid, they've decided that they want to talk about this. It's been a sort of a closed session matter up until now. Now they've decided they want to make it a public discussion.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle that because, of course, they say they don't know any more than the public knows about what this investigation is about. And likelihood is we won't know until if and when there are charges filed or the matter is dropped. We've seen that in other cities. So it will be interesting to see what the council has to say about what has happened in Beaumont, about the criticism. Largely, the criticism has focused on growth. The city has quadrupled in population in recent years, and that's put a lot of strain on traffic and habitat and water use.
Okay, let's move along. The county council, the Riverside County Council, and that is C-O-U-N-S-E-L, is at odds with the grand jury, the Riverside County Grand Jury, over response to a report that was issued by the county.
Yeah, the auditor controller audited the information technology department of the county and was asking for the county's response to find out how the county was responding to this audit, the problems that were found in the audit. The audit said there were some security problems that could result in data breaches. And the new county council, Greg Priamos, he had been the city attorney for the city of Riverside, he advised the grand jury not to respond to any requests unless they were put in writing. And the grand jury kind of locked horns with him and said, well, that's not what the law says. The law says that the grand jury is entitled to any and all public information and records. It doesn't say anything about having to put it in writing. So Priamos is kind of holding his line. He says the grand jury needs some training. The grand jury is holding its ground, and so is Priamos at this point. So it's kind of a standoff.
A standoff that can go where? Who ultimately is going to win this standoff?
Well, I think if the information technology department says we're afraid if we provide this information that it could compromise security, that you know, this may end up in the courts. Who knows? It may end up being resolved at an administrative level.
How interesting. Finally, it was a while back that both Riverside County and San Bernardino County sort of loosened rules that restricted food trucks from being allowed to run around the county and park and serve food. It's been, what, 2-3 years or so since they revised those rules, but we still don't see a lot of food trucks roaming either Riverside or San Bernardino counties.
Well, exactly. And now there's some consideration that maybe the rules need to be loosened a little bit. What's happened is that both counties kind of felt like, oh, you know, we're missing the boat out here on the popularity of these food trucks. I mean, they're so popular in Los Angeles County and Orange County that people watch Twitter to find out where their favorite trucks are located and follow them. These are trucks where the food is prepared on board, not the trucks that sell prepackaged items like muffins or cookies or whatever. They're really more gourmet food. In Riverside County, we found that only 8 of these trucks are licensed so far. In San Bernardino County, only 7 right now. So should the rules be loosened even more? Or, you know, one food blogger said, you know, kind of the wave is past. You did miss it, and the popularity of these trucks is waning.
Is there a problem that the counties, either of the counties, have with food trucks?
Well, in Riverside County, one of the concerns that's been expressed is it's just too expensive to get a permit. The fee is pretty high. It can add up to more than $1,000 to license one of these trucks. And that's a lot of money when you're a startup. The fees in Orange County are considerably lower, something like $800, $850 total. And that's one problem. Another problem is that the companies are required to store their trucks overnight, and there just aren't enough places to park them and store them safely. Another problem is that the county rules really only apply to unincorporated areas, and so each city is going to have to make up their own rules, and that just is happening very slowly.
Okay. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, welcome back, and thanks.
Thank you, Ken.